You know, Zack, once you confirmed Mayflowers wrote the note, you probably didn't need her address. I am pretty certain that Don Rickey knows where his ex-wife lives.
I started walking toward our public transportation car. True, but we're gonna get the cards and return them ourselves.
But Don wanted Barbette to retrieve them.
I stopped walking right alongside the car.
Yeah, that was because he didn't know it was from his ex-wife.
So?
Think about it, Harv. If the current wife who can wilt people with her glare goes to chat with the ex-model ex-wife, things will get ugly. And by things, I mean Mayflowers. That flower would wilt, no May about it.
Good point.
It's one thing wilting bots and clones, but it's totally different wilting an ex-wife. If Barbette turns May into a floor stain, it'll stain Don's career, too. He'd never get into the Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
So we're gonna do Don a big favor and retrieve the cards ourselves.
Good plan. Just one problem.
202 Mockingbird Lane, Poway.
I am sorry, sir. I do not know that destination.
202 Mockingbird Lane, New Poway.
Sir, I am a very advanced car nav computer. I realized that when you said Poway, you meant New Poway.
So what's the problem?
That is a secure do not disturb address.
I hope this was the problem you were talking about, Harv.
It was.
The address does not exist in my database.
Harv, do you know how to get there?
I can find out.
Can you override this car's computer controls?
That would be illegal.
Can the average 10-year-old properly Velcro their shoes?
I assume that means, of course.
Smart human. Just look into the dashboard interface so I can do my thing.
I leaned over, opening my eyes extra wide so Harv would have a clear view.
You don't have to open your eyes that wide.
I must protest. This is highly unusual and just as illegal.
Don't worry. We aren't stealing you.
Doesn't matter. I am reporting you to the prop.
Harv was now sitting in the driver's seat, dressed in a brown leather driving outfit, complete with gloves. He pulled on the gloves and smiled.
Silly car computer.
We pulled away from the curb. My passenger seat reclined a bit.
Sit back and relax, Zack. It will be about 20 minutes until we get to Mayflowers.
During our ride up the hills from San Diego to Poway, I had time to think about how this would all play out. At first glance, this didn't look like it would be too hard. After all, Mayflowers was a socialite ex-model. It didn't look like she had planned this out much at all. I would get there, tell May we were onto her, and she'd turn over the cards. I'd tell her I'd convinced Don not to press charges and Barbette not to wilt her, and we'd call it even. Everybody's happy. Actually, first glances are often quick glances and not all that accurate. Some pieces of this puzzle didn't fit unless I jammed them in. Why did May use such a traceable method to contact Don? Was she just careless or trying to be creative? Or did she want to be found? I had to hope it was the former. But what was her motive? Did she want revenge? I didn't think so, since she was the one who asked for the divorce. Did she need quick cash? From the looks of the homes in the area, it didn't seem that May was living anywhere near the Poor Farm. Of course, she could have been living outside her means, so maybe she needed some quick cash and the thought of sticking it to her ex just sort of sweetened the pot. The other thing I knew was that there was no way Mayflowers did this job alone. I don't know her, but I'm quite familiar with her type. I was pretty certain that May had to have help on this little caper of hers. Hopefully it was freelance help, not staff, or worse, live-in help. That would make this card recovery extra tricky.
Harv, what can you tell me about Mayflowers' recent activities?
She tends to do a lot of charity work. She gives a lot of credits to the Save the Bald Eagle Foundation. Apparently, the foundation is in more trouble than the Bald Eagle right now.
Any love interests?
Why, Zack, how nice of you to ask. It's kind of hard for me to date, since I am a one-of-a-kind being on Earth. Though I have to admit, I do find myself strangely attracted to Thria Thompson lately. The supercognitive processor and the superbabe fairy queen.
I meant, does Mayflowers have any love interests?
Oh, I am going through all public records of her for the last month. Check your communicator.
I looked at the screen on my wrist communicator. There was a picture of Mayflowers with her arm around a tall woman with long blue hair and an extremely well-built body.
Who's the blue-haired babe?
That would be sapphire-haired babe.
All right. Who's the sapphire-haired babe then?
That is a very interesting question. The only image I have of her is the one yesterday with May. Matching her face with ID info databases gives me one hit. Her name appears to be Kiana Walters. Outside of that, I get nothing. It is like she did not exist until last month.
Okay. Now this case was getting interesting. Pulling up alongside the gate to Mayflower's home, a couple of things stood out. First, the fence was composed of dark, heavy metal, and it had to be 4 meters high and a meter thick. The top of the fence was lined with constantly pulsating laser wire. Looking at this gate left no question that Mayflowers wanted to be left alone. Supporting this idea was a holographic fog that covered the grounds, totally blocking from view any house that may have been behind it. There was a call button and a view screen alongside of the fence gate. So May wasn't totally opposed to guests, she just didn't want uninvited ones. I needed to get myself invited in.
Harv, I need a holographic disguise.
As?
Make me look like somebody who'd be an assistant to Thria Thompson.
Why?
Because I figure Thria is somebody May has certainly heard of. Thria is planning to get back into politics and wants to hire May to be on her staff as an image consultant.
She is and does?
Silly gun. That's Zack's cover.
Oh, good one, Mr. Zack!
Dumb.
I didn't feel any different, but looking at my reflection in the car's dash, I looked totally different. I had long blonde hair, light blue eyes, pale white skin, and here's the kicker, wings.
The wings are non-functional.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, with you, I never know. I assume this is the type of person Thria would have working for her.
Looking at my reflection in the dash again, I couldn't disagree.
Of course, if Thria finds out what we're doing and doesn't approve, she'll probably turn you into toe jam.
So it's best not to let Thria find out.
I won't write about this in my graphic novel.
I walked up to the fence gate and pushed the call button.
Yes?
Hello, my name is Clarence Gabriel. I'm here to see Miss Flowers.
Regarding?
I represent Thria Thompson's pet.
Pet?
Political Exploration Team.
Wow, impressive acronym.
And that would be for?
Thria is thinking about making a run at the World Council, this time as Council President. In order to see if she is viable or not, she's establishing a team of the brightest minds on this planet.
And she wants to see Miss Flowers.
Oh, she considers Miss Flowers an expert on popular opinion and color matching.
She does know a lot about colors. I will relay the message.
Do you really think this will work?
I do.
I do too.
Please enter the grounds and wait for your escort. Do not take one step past the entrance or you will be detained in the most unpleasant manner.
Okay.
I stepped inside the gate. I peered through the holographic fog. I still couldn't see the house, but I did see two big metal objects rolling toward me. I was quite familiar with these objects. They were battle bots, not your standard guard bots that security companies and most rich people use. These were the class A++ squared bots, the kind the military used when they wanted to kill something really dead. They were tanks with claw-like arms, mechanical heads, and loads of personality. All of it nasty. They were no fun to deal with. Now I could tell something really wasn't right with this case. I wasn't sure how much BattleBots cost, but they were worth way more than the baseball card stolen from Don's house. I doubted the ransom would even pay the bot's monthly maintenance fee. There was definitely more than met your eye here. Even when your eyes are augmented by a supercomputing holographic processor.
Maybe she just wants some revenge on Don for something?
For what? She left him.
Maybe she's angry he wasn't a woman.
Maybe she just wants to screw with him? It would be a very human reaction.
We will take you to Miss Flowers after your scan.
My scan? I'm a representative of Thria Thompson. No need to scan me.
Do not fear. This is just an anti-hologram scan.
A long tube appeared out of one of the bot's head.
Arf, can your holographic disguise fool BattleBots?
Time will tell.
He's actual.
Yes.
I am verifying his identity with Thria Thompson's rep now.
Harv?
Have faith, Zack, but have Gus ready.
I'm always ready, Mr. Zack.
According to Ms. Thria's rep, a Mr. Harvey Wall, Mr. Clarence is legit.
Nice name, Harv.
I admit, picking names is not one of my stronger points.
The bots motioned toward the fog with their tentacles.
Walk this way.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the talcum powder. Nobody ever gets that joke.
Oh, they get it. They just ignore it.
The bots led us through the fog and into the house. May's house was a 70-year-old mansion, not one of those domed homes that are so popular today. It was a long, sprawling, single-story building with high-arched ceilings. It was a throwback to a time when homes were made by men, not bots. I'm not sure if the homes were better then, but they were certainly homier. Walking through the elegant living room, dining room, and common area showed that May certainly didn't lack for anything. The home had to be worth 40 million credits. Now why would a woman who lived in this house need to swindle her ex out of a few hundred thousand? The bots led us out to the patio. Sitting by the pool were May Flowers and Kiana Waters. May was wearing a one-piece and looked quite conservative for an ex-model playgirl. Kiana was wearing one of those four-piece suits that are so enraged today. Of course, somehow in bathing suit math, the more pieces you have, the less coverage they give. Kiana had two near strings wrapped around her knees, another wrapped around her private area, and a final one desperately trying to control her ample gifts. May sat up in her lawn chair. She extended her hand to me.
So, Thria Thompson wants my advice.
No, she does not!
Suddenly, Thria Thompson appeared on the other side of the pool. A very angry Thria Thompson. She walked across the pool, on top of the water, toward us, pointing and glaring at me all the way.
Harv, why haven't I wilted yet?
I am shielding you. She is only emitting low-grade energy, but you'd still be toast if it weren't for me.
May got up from her lounge chair and removed her sunglasses.
Thria Thompson, so it's true. You do want my opinion.
I have no idea who you are.
But...
I understand that you are just a poor innocent victim here.
I am not poor.
Sleep.
May fell back in her chair, out for the week. I looked over at Kiana. She just smiled wisely. Before I could really ponder what, if anything, that meant... Thria locked her attention back on me.
How dare you pretend to be one of my assistants?
Thria, I can explain.
She walked over to me. I rose off the ground without her touching me.
Zach?
Then she lowered me back to the ground.
Why are you wearing that holographic disguise?
He is not wearing a holographic disguise. I scanned him.
Do not question me.
Thria looked at the remaining bot.
Do you have anything to say?
No, I'm good.
Thria crossed her arms across her chest and once again looked at me.
Drop the hologram, Harv.
Zach, why did you impersonate one of my people? I consider you a friend, so I will give you 30 seconds to answer before I turn you into toe jam. Talk.
Thria, I needed to get in here and I needed a name that was both instantly recognizable and carried weight. I knew if I said I worked for you, they'd have to let me in. After all, you are the most influential being on this planet.
That is true. So why did you need to get in here?
For a case.
Thria eyed Kiana and the still-sleeping May.
Oh, good. Glad you weren't having an affair on Electra. I like that woman. She has the patience of a saint.
True.
Very true.
I've heard that as well.
What case are you working on?
Blackmail.
How exciting. Do you need my help?
I looked over at Kiana.
Am I going to need Thria's help?
You caught us. We'll give you the cards to return to Don Ricky.
Looks like we're good, Thria.
Baseball cards?
Thria was now turning red. Smoke was coming out of her ears.
You stole baseball cards? That's outrageous!
Thria curled her fist and stomped over to Kiana.
That's sacrilege!
Kiana remained lying on her lounge chair. She was a cool customer, I had to give her that.
Why would you steal a man's baseball cards?
Thria looked over her shoulder toward me.
You know I pitch in my realm's league.
She glared back at Kiana.
Talk.
Kiana sat up slowly in her chair. I didn't know the woman, but I felt sorry for her. She leaned forward.
Really, Thria, this isn't your problem. This was just a little test for Zach. So far, he's passing. You can poof yourself home now.
Thria took a step back. She looked at me with a strange grin on her face.
This isn't my problem. I will now poof myself home.
This was a surprising turn of events. I wasn't sure if it was for the worse, but I knew it wasn't for the better.
Impressive.
Actually, I think that was creepy.
I popped Gus into my hand and pointed him at Kiana.
Who or what are you?
She stood up from her chair. She was a tall woman, even taller than Thria.
Who I am will come later, if you pass the last part of the test.
The last part of the test?
Kiana opened her arms freely, exposing herself to me. If it was meant to break my concentration, it was effective.
The first part was finding us. The next part was getting to us. Very impressive how you got past the bots. The extra part was Thria arriving. I, of course, didn't plan that, but it was nice to see. Now for the final part.
Which is?
How you do in one-on-one battle.
I flashed Gus up and down in front of Kiana.
Won't be much of a fight. You may be tough, but I have the drop on you. Gus may not look like much.
Hey!
Let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Gus may not look like much, but he has enough firepower to take down a Godzilla 2 or a squad of BattleBots.
She raised her arms slowly above her head. She wasn't surrendering, just trying to distract me. And it was working.
Speaking of BattleBots, my bot has you locked in its sights.
Yeah, right. The BattleBots got the drop on me. Why not just tell me my Velcro's undone?
The BattleBot does have the drop on you.
I hit the floor a split nano before an energy beam blasted over me. As I hit the ground, I spun toward the bot and fired Gus. The shot glanced harmlessly off the bot's metal frame.
The bot must be extra reinforced. Ironically, your Velcro is also undone.
I concentrated on the bot rolling at me.
Harv, how reinforced is that bot?
No way of telling, Zach. It has obviously been improved with you and Gus in mind.
Can the bot take a high-powered blast?
Only one way of telling.
Gus, heavy-duty blast.
The bot slowed, rolled back a meter or two, then continued forward. It was dented, but not discouraged.
I have concluded it can take a high-powered blast.
Prepare for a beatdown!
Noticing that the pool was beside me, I quickly slid into it and dove under the water.
Fallen human, I am quite waterproof.
As the bot entered the water, I swam toward it, then around it. It swatted at me with an open claw. The claw hit, but my armor took the brunt of the blow. I pulled myself out of the pool, but left Gus touching the water.
Are you shockproof?
Uh-oh!
Gus, hit the water with all the votes you've got.
You got it, Mr. Zack!
I'll take that as a no.
The good news was the bot wouldn't be any more trouble. The bad news was the bot had been the least of the troubles I had. I felt something grab my right shoulder. I knew without looking it was Kiana. She spun me toward her, hitting my left wrist with an open hand. The blow stung, forcing me to drop Gus. Before I had a chance to react, she hit me with a right elbow to the head. The power of the blow sent me face first into the ground. Now, I've brawled a lot in my life. Kinda comes with a job. And this woman's moves were as good as any I've seen. She was strong and well-trained. Luckily for me, I was experienced and tricky. I reached down for the emergency knife I keep in an ankle holster on my right leg. I keep an old-fashioned Luger on a left ankle holster, but this called for the ease of a knife. I grabbed the knife with my left hand, then jabbed it into Kiana's thigh. The knife stuck, causing Kiana to stop her attack and back off. Pushing myself up from the ground, I watched Kiana pull the knife from her thigh. She looked at it, licked the blood off it, and smiled.
Nice move.
She tossed the knife back at my feet.
Feel free to pick it up and try again.
I'll play it by ear.
She leapt at me. I knew it was coming, but she was so fast I couldn't avoid it. Daw, she was good. Placing both her hands behind my head, she pulled my head down while thrusting upward with her chest. My head met her breast. Well, head on. That may have been the only time in my life that I was smiling when knocked totally senseless. I came to and realized I was flat on my stomach. There was pressure on my back, and it felt like I was moving. The floor felt cold and artificial. Opening my eyes, I saw blue water underneath my face. Poking my head up, I saw that I was in some sort of translucent half-sphere that was racing across a vast body of water. All I could see, for as far as I could see, was water. Had to be an ocean. Which one was hard to tell. They all look alike when you're in the middle of them. Turning my head to the side, I saw the pressure on my back was from two high-heeled boots. Following the boots up to shapely legs, I saw Kiana sitting over me, using me as her personal footrest. She looked down and noticed I'd come around.
You passed! Rest assured, the cards will be returned to Mr. Rickey. Your assistant Carol will be released from Barbette's influence. She and your weapon Gus will be waiting for you in your office when you return. Gus is far too powerful for you to use where we're going.
If this is what passing feels like, I don't even want to think about experiencing failure.
She grinned. It wasn't the grin of an enemy, but rather that of one who knew she could take me out on the blink of an eye if she needed to.
If you failed, you would be my permanent footrest.
She lifted her heels off of me and spun to the side, allowing me to stand. It was another move to let me know she was in charge. I wasn't ready to get up just yet, though. She may have had the upper hand, but I've never been one to let that get in my way.
Harv, are you in there?
Yes.
Where are we? Harv? Harv?
I'd say we are over water heading south.
You could do better than that, buddy.
Apparently, I can't. I have somehow been disconnected from all external databases and communication systems. All I have available to me is the information hard-coded into me, which, luckily for you, is vast. Unlucky for you, though, my built-in GPS is out of commission.
I assume your computer is as confused as you are?
You could say that.
Well, not that confused.
So what's going on here, Kiana, if that's your real name?
Oh, Kiana is my real name. You're missing the main theme of my question. My people need your services. But before I brought you to them, I wanted to make sure you were, well, worthy.
And you proved I was by beating the pulp out of me?
Well, not just that. It was a multi-phase test. First, you had to be willing to help Mr. Ricky and my cousin Barbette. Then you had to track down the card thieves. Then you had to fight the bots. Then you had to fight me. You did just great on all of them.
Great may be too strong a word.
Far too strong. You wiped the floor with Zack, literally, when you were dragging him away.
Hey! I was tired from taking on the battle bots. Plus, she caught me off guard. Plus, she kinda cheated with that breast thing.
The point is, Zack got that far. Most humans, especially males, would have either not tried, given up, or caused far more collateral damage getting as far as Zack did.
I guess, but you still took him down in under 3 minutes.
Yes, but I'm far stronger and more powerful than any normal human, especially a male. So he really did exceptionally well by lasting as long as he did.
See, Harv? I'm exceptional.
You are exceptionally pig-headed and stubborn. I'll give you that.
Yeah, those are two of my traits that I use to my advantage.
Exactly. That is why you are perfect for this case. You don't let anything stand in your way, even your flaws.
If he let his flaws get in his way, he'd never be able to move.
So what exactly is the case?
I believe somebody murdered my mother, the Queen.
Excuse me?
My mother, the Queen of our hidden ocean queendom, Lantis, was found dead in her room 5 days ago. My sisters and I all think it was murder. My problem is, I am the most likely suspect.
Lantis? Don't you mean Atlantis?
No. That's a common mistake, though. In the old days, after we borrowed men and returned them, they would always say that they had been Atlantis. A few translators got confused, and now the wrong name has gotten stuck in your lore.
You gotta be kidding me.
You'll be amazed how often mistakes like that happen. Our ancestors came here roughly 2,000 of your years ago. Our first queen wanted to lead them away from an XY-dominated society.
XY-dominated society?
You certainly ask a lot of questions.
Well, you don't learn unless you ask.
My guess would be that she means a male-dominated society.
Exactly. Our planet was dying, and we, well, the Queen Mother, blamed the savagery and greed of XYs, or males, if you prefer. She had become only a figurehead on our planet. The male leaders who grew to power started to bicker and fight over land and over ideology. People became more obsessed with what they had, not what they could do. There can be no winners in a situation like that. So our great-grandmothers packed a ship and headed here. Here, we have created a near utopia where all the people have everything they need.
Your great-grandmothers?
Yes.
Wouldn't they be like your great-great-great-great-great and a whole bunch more great-grandmothers?
We are an extremely long-lived race. We age very slowly. I myself am over 300 years old.
Huh. You don't look a day over 290.
That is why I wanted you on this case. Here you are, kidnapped and being taken to a place you've never heard of, yet you're still making jokes.
Yeah, I'm thinking of starting an act in New Vegas next year.
Yes. Now I am even more confident I did the right thing by coming for you.
How do you know about me?
We are a socialistic society of all females, which is good. That means we are peaceful and look to settle our disputes by finding common bonds, not by using bombs.
It's all well and good, only that still doesn't explain how you know about me. Do you pick up our HV signals?
Heavens, no.
She put a finger to her mouth, thinking. Somehow it made her look even sexier.
I suppose we could pick them up if we tried, but we much prefer the finer arts of stage plays and books. We also have our museums and our team sports.
Fine. You're well-rounded and cultured, I get that. Still doesn't answer my question.
Well, some of us, not many of us, but some of us, still prefer to, well, do some things the old-fashioned way.
Are you not quite saying what I think you're not quite saying?
Now and then I like a good penis. There, I said it. That's another of the reasons our grandmothers chose this planet. Our early ancestors helped seed Earth with life, so we knew you'd be compatible for reproduction and recreation. Are you happy?
So you occasionally make booty visits to the mainland?
I don't think you can technically call them booty visits, but yes, I do. I've been visiting for over a year now. Until recently, though, I have been very low-key, under the radar and all that. But I have heard of your adventures.
And you still want him?
Very much so. I figure any man who saves the planet is a good man, even if he is a man. So I figured if Zachary Nixon Johnson can save the world, surely he can find out who murdered my mother.
And hopefully it's not you.
Yes, of course. You know it's not me. If it was, I wouldn't be looking for somebody to solve the murder. I would have just run away.
So you found your mother's body 5 days ago?
Yes, but don't worry. Our doctor put her in suspended animation, so the crime scene is fresh.
Smart move.
My breasts may be great, but my mind is even greater.
Just curious, what would you have done if Zach didn't solve the baseball case?
I have no idea. I'm just glad he did.
So what if Zach decides not to help you?
I'm hoping it will not come to that.
Come to what? Kiana took a step back and leaned on one of the floating bubble ship's chairs.
All my people have a kind of special ability with your people, especially those with mixed sex chromosomes.
By mixed sex chromosomes, she means males, like you.
Yeah, I got that. I take it this has something to do with mental domination?
Mental domination sounds so nasty, but I must admit, it sums it up pretty precisely. To be truthful, it's more mental and physical domination. One whiff of my breath and you become my...
slave.
Pet. My sisters and cousins prefer to think of you as pets. It just sounds so much cuter.
So those are my choices, huh? Do it of my own free will, sort of. Or do it under your command.
She may be bluffing.
I assure you, Harv, I am not bluffing. You saw how my cousin so easily overpowered your assistant, Carol.
True, but Carol, while powerful on some levels, is young and naive, and perhaps overconfident on other levels. Plus, I would like to add, she does not have me protecting her brain.
Harv, what are you trying to do to me?
Trust me, Zach.
I would so prefer to have Zach do this of his own free will. Not only would it make me feel better about myself, but also, I think he would perform better. Pets tend to be a bit... how can I say this? Dull in the brain.
Well, you don't have to permanently zap him, do you?
I suppose a little demonstration is in order.
I instinctively took a couple of steps backward, bumping into the wall of the bubble ship.
Don't worry, Zach. It won't hurt at all.
She walked toward me.
In fact, you'll find the entire process quite enjoyable.
Don't fight it, Zach. I need to analyze this so I have a better way of boosting your defenses in the future.
Is that all?
Plus, I have to admit, I am fascinated by the thought of you being a pet.
Kiana reached over and put her hands on my shoulders.
Just be calm. I promise it won't hurt.
She turned to Harv.
Now, I can do this with either a breath or kiss, but the breath is less potent. Unless I've had garlic for lunch.
For a nano, I considered protesting, but I'd been down this road before, many times. I knew it wouldn't do any good. When super babes and supercomputers get something in their minds and processors, all I can do is write it out. I was pretty certain it wouldn't kill me, and with some luck, it would benefit Harv and therefore me in the long run. My knees buckled and I started to fall over. She caught me, though, and straightened me out.
How do you feel?
I smiled at her. I didn't mean to, I just did. I couldn't help myself. I hadn't felt this good since, well, ever. Maybe the first time I had a crush? Maybe the first time I kissed Electra? Maybe the last time I kissed Electra? No? All those feelings were strong, but this feeling was stronger. It wasn't a natural feeling, it was kind of forced, like being drunk, yet I didn't mind. In fact, I preferred it. This took all the pressure off me. All I had to do was relax and obey. No thinking needed. I only needed to do as I was told. Yeah, life is much easier when you simply need to do without thinking. Thinking is way overrated. I looked at Kiana, soaking in her every feature. She was the most beautiful being I'd ever laid eyes on, and I've laid my eyes on many really beautiful beings. Her long sapphire hair curled down her shoulders, dancing lightly over her breasts. Ah, and what breasts they were. They put mountains to shame. Her eyes, her nose, her lips, all cut to perfection. No, perfection was too weak a term. She was past perfection.
My, you are gone.
I am not.
Sit.
I dropped to the ground as fast as I could, just hoping I did it fast enough for her. As I looked up at her, she was smiling brightly at me.
I made her happy. Happy is good.
Roll over.
I dropped back and rolled over. Once again, as quickly as possible.
Now I see why you call them pets.
Yes, he will do anything I ask of him.
Oh, not anything.
Really?
I could not love you, even if you told me to.
I take it back. He's worse than a pet.
Kiana turned her attention away from me to look at Harv. I didn't like that.
Now do you believe me?
Sadly, yes. How long until he comes back to normal?
Until I bring him out of it.
I rose to my knees and clasped my hands.
Oh, don't ever bring me out of this.
Bring him out of it before I barf data bits.
Say please.
Please.
Kiana reached down and gently pulled me to a standing position. I leaned over on her and let her support me. Our eyes met. Hers were a lovely sapphire color that matched her hair and put Jules to shame.
Are you ready?
I would follow this woman anywhere. I would do anything for her. No task was too great or too menial. I bobbed my head up and down in agreement.
Are you really ready?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for anything.
She quickly jutted her knee up into my groin. The pain doubled me over, then dropped me to the ground.
Now that is something I like.
She knelt down beside me.
Sorry, Zach. I've found nothing snaps a man out of it faster than a good swift knee to the balls.
I hope you learned something from all this.
I did. I learned I like physical humor. I am now going to download the entire collection of Earth's funniest 3D videos. I understand they have an extensive collection of men getting hit in their personals.
I hope you learned something else.
Time will tell, but I believe so. Her mental attack is a cross between the Thompson's pheromones that stimulates the pleasure centers of the brain and a psi attack that controls the executive function areas of the brain. I could explain this in greater detail, but the details would be lost on you.
Yeah, I pretty much stopped paying attention after I believe so.
Just be glad your Under Armour protects you, or you'd be able to audition for the head soprano of the new Vienna Boys and Girls Choir.
Once again, sorry.
About the man-napping or the knee?
Both, but more about the latter.
I gingerly pushed myself to a standing position.
I'm impressed that you can rise to your feet so quickly.
I'm tough.
So, Zach, now you'll find who killed my mother?
I don't see that I have much choice.
True. I figure this will take no more than a week of your time. Would 200,000 credits cover your fee for the week?
I believe so.
She waved a green crystal she wore around her neck at her communicator.
Fine. I'm transferring the credits now. If the case runs longer, I'll transfer more money.
I noticed that besides the green crystal, she also was wearing blue, yellow, and red crystals around her neck. Yeah, I should have noticed that sooner, but hey, it had been a weird day.
You have that kind of credit? From the data you gave me on Lantis, I thought it was a non-monetary society.
It is, but your society isn't. We are a wise and powerful people. We understand the need to have some wealth for our visits to your land.
You know, Kiana, if you led with the 200,000 credits in advance, you could have saved me a lot of pain.
Sorry. Sometimes I'm a bit naive in the ways of your XY world.
That's okay. It was worth that much to me for the entertainment value alone.
Here I was on a strange bubble-like ship in the middle of some ocean. I was being forced for the price of 200,000 credits by a beautiful superhuman woman to go to an all-female colony that I never knew existed until a few hours ago to solve a murder. In other words, business as usual, when the holographic sign over your door reads Zachary Nixon Johnson, freelance PI. No matter what the flicks and blogs say, a PI's best weapon is information. And right then, I wasn't packing enough of that to stop a lazy three-legged bunny. It was time to remedy that situation with a good old-fashioned Q&A. I sat in a chair next to Kiana. She was gazing out at the vast blue of the sea. I decided to lead with a big question and see where that brought us.
So, Kiana, you say your mother was murdered and people believe you have the most to gain by her death. Why is that?
Because I'm her oldest daughter, her successor. I would take control of Lantis.
She pointed to the small console in front of us. Harv was holding his hand over it.
I have given Harv access to the ship's database, so he may learn about our society and relay that information to you.
That's all fine and dandy, but I'd still rather hear things from your lips.
Why?
For one, you're a lot easier on the eyes and brain than Harv.
Thank you.
Hey, I resent that. I've been told I am quite fetching.
Ignoring Harv, I locked my gaze on Kiana.
So tell me your story, Dollface.
You call me Dollface again, and I will smash in your face.
So please, tell me your story.
If I truly killed my mom, why would I go to your world and bring you back here to hunt down the murderer?
You realize if I do find you guilty, I will turn you in.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Besides, if I were guilty, I would have just stayed hidden in your world.
In our world, you aren't queen.
Trust me, I could be if I wanted to be.
So who else would gain from your mother's death?
All of Lantis loses. She was a great queen.
canned responses. Certainly somebody or some bodies other than you could potentially benefit from her death.
I suppose any of my sisters that may have disagreed with my mother's politics could gain from her death. Perhaps they feel they would benefit from mine.
How would your policies differ from your mom's?
My mother was never a fan of your world. Even though, as queen, she was allowed to reproduce as much as she wanted, she rarely visited the XY Society.
What do you mean, as queen, she was allowed to reproduce as much as she wanted?
Landis is a closed society. They keep the population between 9,990 and 10,000.
We cannot just reproduce whenever we want. We do have a sperm bank, but even access to that is limited. And quite frankly, it's just not all that fun.
Hey, what good is being queen if you can't have fun?
Exactly. Do you think somebody may have killed my mother because they wanted to reproduce and she wouldn't let them?
I don't know. Don't know enough yet about your society and your people and your customs to make a conclusion like that. But I wouldn't rule it out. The urge to reproduce can be a strong motivator. I'll know more when I meet the others involved and check out the crime scene.
Kiana pointed to a tree-covered island that was coming into view.
It won't be long now. We're almost home.
So everybody in Lantis speaks English?
Of course. And Chinese, and Russian, and French, and Polish, and...
I get the point.
Yes. Our great intellect and mental abilities make us naturals to speak all languages.
We arrived at a long, winding pier. Our ship was greeted by two tall, sword-wielding, shield-bearing Lantian women dressed in blue leather armor. The door to the ship popped open. One of the security people reached in to help Kiana out. Kiana took her hand and exited the craft.
Out now, man.
I hunched my back over and meekly followed Kiana out into the dock.
I see you brought a pet man back with you this time.
Kiana simply nodded. The guard looked me over from toe to head. She looked like she could play defensive end for the new Green Bay Robotic Packers.
Kind of scrawny, isn't he?
I like them that way.
Kiana grabbed me by the collar.
What if you break him?
I'll just find me another.
Would you like us to summon you an auto chariot to the main city?
No, it's only a league. We'll walk.
A league?
Our city is very well designed.
She pointed down the road.
So we need very few automated vehicles. Everything is in within walking distance.
It's not that bad. The exercise will be good for you after a long trip.
As we walked, the city of Lantis came into view. Well, not the city itself, but a tall skyscraper that dominated our view.
That is the royal home. We call it the Ivory Tower.
Of course you do.
We were still too far away to notice much about it, except that it was taller than the surrounding area.
Where exactly are we?
The Lantis docks.
Yeah, I gathered that. I'm a PI. But where exactly is Lantis?
It's a secret.
How do you keep it hidden?
We're in the middle of nowhere, and we have a force field and a cloaking device over the island.
So your people can terraform?
You know, for a pet man, you ask a lot of questions.
I'm not really a pet man.
Yes, we can terraform if needed. But we didn't. When our foremothers came here years ago, they borrowed an already existing island. Far more efficient.
As we walked, I continued to prompt Kiana for information about her people and their origins here. Kiana was resistant at first, but I insisted that the more I knew about their society, the greater chance I would have in solving the murder. I learned that while Kiana's people were aliens, they were very closely related to us humans. They knew of Earth's existence, Kiana claimed, as they had originally helped seed Earth. Kiana's ancestors' home planet had become warlike and violent, though. The founders of Lantis were a group of female leaders and scientists who realized their home planet was doomed. They blamed the planet's downfall on the violence of men. They weren't speaking figuratively, they actually blamed males. Kiana said this was because males always wished to prove they were the best, that they were superior. Males want to conquer. Females want to unite on common ground. Kiana's great-grandmothers decided they would be better off without males for the most part. They picked Earth because at the time the population was relatively primitive, as they had no technology and would leave Kiana's people alone. They also knew they were genetically compatible with Earth males and could control them with their voices. This gave them a ready supply of mating material if they needed it. It all made sense in a very scientific sort of way. Or maybe I just thought that because most of the scientists I know are mad ones. The original population of the colony was 5,000, but they let it double since then. Why? Well, mostly they discovered that it was fun repopulating with what they considered to be extra primitive males. So in the early centuries, the population swelled. Later, though, they determined the resources of the island were best maintained with a population of close to 10,000. That's where they stood today. Just off the dock, we were in the outskirts of the main city, all rolling farmlands. Lantean women worked the fields, accompanied by a few bots here and there. There were rows of corn, wheat, and a few plants I didn't recognize. I wasn't sure if they were alien in origin, or if I just didn't know that much about plants. It could have been both. Kiana pointed to a couple of women hoeing the field.
Each Lantean takes a turn milling the fields. We feel it not only helps us appreciate the land more, but it's good for the arms and abs.
When is it your turn to man the rakes and hoes?
Being a member of the royal family, I don't actually work in the field itself. When I do volunteer time in the field, I act as director to the other workers.
So what you're saying is that royalty is royalty, no matter what the culture.
No. What I'm saying is that somebody has to lead, and I am born and trained to be that somebody.
I just looked at her as we walked on.
Look, being part of the royal family means I have to wear these sapphire silk gowns most of the time I'm here. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get sweat stains out of silk?
No, I can honestly say I have no idea.
It's quite hard, though I understand that using either vinegar or nanobots can do the trick.
We walked a bit farther into the main part of the city, or community, or country, or whatever you wanted to call it. As we walked, many of the women looked at me and stared. Some with approval, many not so much.
Remember, you're my pet man, so walk three steps behind me.
Yes, master.
And hunch your back, and grovel more.
Am I a man or a gnome?
You are a man, of course. But my man, for now.
So I should be proud and happy. No reason why a pet can't be happy.
That's a good point. I see why you come so highly recommended.
Thanks.
You can smile, but keep your head down. And don't get too cocky.
You got it.
I lowered my eyes, and we continued our walk.
Have you Lantians ever considered using horses for transportation?
Zach, we are an advanced people. Of course we considered it. But we concluded that would be taking advantage of the poor animals.
So you'll use males as pets, but won't ride horses?
Exactly.
We reached a couple of long three-story stone buildings, one on each side of the road. They looked like a cross between a military barracks and a storage house. They were painted light blue, but it still didn't give them even a hint of personality.
What are those buildings?
Those buildings are the living centers for the masses. They house the sleep pods, the eating areas, and of course, the baths.
So you all eat, sleep, and bathe together?
But not in a sexy way. At least, not most of the time.
I may have to check it out.
I bet you will. By the way, I am taking notes for Electra.
So the royals have their own quarters and dining areas and baths?
We do. We find it's easy to relieve the pressure of leading if we do so by separating ourselves from our people. We become closer to them that way.
I didn't say anything as we kept walking.
I know what you're thinking. But we really do separate ourselves to clear our minds so we can lead better.
Okay. I don't really believe you, but if that's your story, I'll let you keep it.
My mother, sisters, aunt, first cousins, and I are good leaders. We each try to eat one meal a day in the common area. We even bathe once a week in the common baths.
That's all you bathe?
No, of course not. We bathe much more than that. It's just...
She noticed the smirk on my face.
You do see how that could breed resentment?
In your world, yes, but not in our world. My people understand that we need our space at times to think clearly, to make the important choices that come with running Lantis.
Such as?
What plays to have at the theater? What crops to plant? What sports to suggest for staying fit? Picking the daily menus, suggesting proper exercise routines, deciding what goals we should pursue with our research, whether to use the weather control system to make it rain. We do a lot. You wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't understand because I'm a commoner?
Oh, it's because you're male.
We walked the last few hundred meters past a majestic redstone amphitheater. Then we passed a pleasant enough-looking L-shaped art museum made from red bricks. The museum's grounds were filled with many women painting away on canvas. Next, we passed the stone stadium. It reminded me of a smaller version of the Roman Colosseum. Not the new improved version in New Vegas, but the original one in old Rome.
But being on an island, you have a lot of resources.
Yes. We used our original spaceship to collect and transport the raw materials. We stress both athletics and art. We believe a healthy mind and body go hand in hand.
I can't argue with that.
We also have no HV entertainment. So we amuse ourselves with daily plays and athletic events and art showings.
You're kidding, right?
Really, Zach? We believe your society took a turn for the worse when they invented the remote control and hundreds of channels.
Where's this spaceship your foremothers came on?
They destroyed it, so none would be tempted to return.
Wow. Kind of harsh, don't you think?
No, not at all. They built a perfect and peaceful society here. Here, everybody has what they need.
That's pretty easy for you to say, since you're part of the group running the place.
Trust me, Zach. This is all the people have known. They're happy.
Well, somebody isn't.
We neared the double doors to the tall ivory tower that served as the Royals' home and headquarters on Lantis. It was by far the tallest building on the island. I'm not sure if the Lantians appreciated the irony of their home for the elite being a literal tower of ivory, but I certainly did. The two blue leather-clad guards who were flanking the door raised their swords and saluted.
Welcome back to the IT. We have announced your return to your sisters.
We entered into a large, rounded entrance area. The room had a shining marble floor, a big red carpet traversing its center, and not much else. It was a big room full of basically nothing. A true sign of power is when you can use space for just space.
If Lantis is so peaceful, why have guards?
Tradition. It's a great honor to guard the IT. The guards change every hour.
So you call it the IT?
I walked into the room.
Yes. Our people actually invented the acronym.
Inventing IT for Ivory Tower isn't much to brag about.
She stopped in the middle of the room and turned to me.
Silly man. We were the first people to use acronyms. We, being a highly advanced race, were the first to realize that being an advanced race, we didn't have the time to say a bunch of words when initials will suffice.
You're kidding.
You can look it up.
No, I can't.
In that case, you must assume I am right.
Before I could say anything to refute that, three other sapphire-haired women entered the room. The only similarities they shared were the hair color and the fact that they were all striking. Kiana pointed to the approaching flock of women.
Zach, these are my three sisters. They know why I've brought you. I'll let them introduce themselves.
One of the women, a tall, powerfully built lady with curly hair, led the pack. She was dressed in a purple sleeveless armored top, purple shorts, and high purple boots. She carried a sword by her side. She reached down and took my hand. I could see the muscles rippling through her arms. If I'd seen a man with more muscles, I couldn't remember him. She was tall, even by Amazonian standards.
Greetings, Mr. Johnson. I'm Andra.
Andra shook my hand, almost lifting me off the ground with each shake.
I am head of security here on Lantis.
A pleasure.
The shortest of the women moved forward quickly and tapped Andra on the hand she was using to shake mine.
Andra, loosen your grip. He can't lend us a hand if you break it. Remember, he's only a man. He doesn't have our tolerance for pain.
Andra released me. She took a step back and gave me a smile. I wasn't sure if it was sincere or a crocodile one.
Sorry. Don't know my own strength.
The woman who caused Andra to release me took my hand. She was a thin, smaller woman, at least smaller than most of the women I'd seen on Lantis. Her hair was short and straight, just covering the tips of her shoulders. She had a dark complexion and a piercing in her nose, which made her nose much more noticeable than it otherwise would be. Her eyes were small, dark, and constantly darting. She was dressed in a sleek red outfit that was some kind of cross between a lab coat and a tracksuit. She jutted out a hand to me.
Mr. Johnson, I'm Mara, the science minister here.
Call me Zach.
I will, at least when there aren't other non-relatives around.
Yes, in public, she'll have to refer to you as Kiana's pet.
Yes, of course she will.
It was Mara's idea that I should recruit you, Zach.
Yes, being a social, medical, and physical scientist, I have taken great interest in your world.
Well, we are an interesting world.
Yes, I just hope your experience in your world will be able to help us here in our world.
You drink a lot of caffeine, don't you?
No, silly. I tend to move really fast. It's my gift.
If you say so.
A third woman stepped forward. She took my hand, looking me right in the eyes. She had a warmth and sincerity to her that the other Lantians I had so far met were lacking.
Zach, I am Luca, the minister of EEP, Entertainment, Enjoyment, and Pleasure.
Luca was certainly a pleasure to behold. Tall, but not so tall she was intimidating, she had long hair that fell down her shoulders, sapphire-colored like her sister's, covering the upper portion of her back. Her skin tone was dark golden, rich and appealing. Her facial features were all smooth and symmetrical, making her very warm and comforting. She was also very calm and serene, the antithesis of Mara. She released my hand. It made me feel a little sad. I'm not so macho that I can't admit that.
Zach, all direct relatives of the Queen have our unique special gifts. Mara's is super speed.
I looked at Mara standing there in front of me. She gave me a wink and was gone. Before I really realized she was gone, I felt a tapping on my shoulder. I didn't have to turn to know who it was, but I did anyhow. Yep, it was Mara. I looked back at Luca. She just smiled.
My special gift is that I'm extra charming. All Lantians can charm, but my charm is far more powerful.
Andra flexed her muscles.
My special gift is that I'm extra strong.
How strong?
Once I visited the XY world and, for fun, challenged the new Green Bay Zappers of the Pro Rugby League to a match.
That league went out of business after their first year.
Yeah, they couldn't afford the insurance after I decimated their champions.
I didn't want to think about that for too long, so I turned my questioning back to Luca. So what is your special ability?
Gift. Special gift.
We call them gifts.
So what is your special gift? Luca put her hands behind her and took a step backward.
It's not nearly as exciting as my sister's gifts.
I didn't think she was being coy or falsely modest. She thought her gift didn't compare to the others. My gut told me she was underestimating herself. The words middle child syndrome rolled across my eyes. At times, Harv has interesting ways of delivering data to me. I was betting he was dead on with his assessment.
Why don't you let me be the judge of that?
Luca looked over to Kiana, who nodded her approval. Luca looked back to me and held out her hand.
Please give me that knife you carry in a holster on your right ankle.
Knife?
Please, Zach, don't play coy with us. Kiana searched you very carefully before bringing you here. We know you carry two extra knives on you. That's okay. We like knives.
I glared at Kiana.
I did a thorough body search.
Why did you body search me?
Had to make sure you didn't have anything that could do too much damage, like that fancy Gus. I let you keep that cute little old-fashioned gun and your knives.
My .44 Magnum is not cute. It's been slightly minimized for easy hiding and access, but it has a nasty kick.
If you say so, Zach.
Harv appeared via my wrist communicator.
Believe me, ladies, considering Zach's way with people, he needs to carry at least that many weapons.
Your knife, please, Zach.
Figuring I had nothing to gain from denial and lots to gain by gaining their trust, I reached down, rolled up my pant leg, and grabbed my knife.
Great Mother of Earth, what skinny legs you have.
I ignored Andra and showed the knife to Luca and the others. It had a wood trim handle and a 2-centimeter improved steel blade. It glistened from the light in the room. The glistening made me smile. It probably shouldn't have, but it did. I've learned to live with my little knife fetish. Luca gingerly took the knife from my hand.
Metal is so yucky.
Well, it does have its place.
She lifted my knife to her mouth and promptly took a bite out of it.
Much better.
She handed the knife back to me.
So that's your gift? You're a knife eater?
It's more than that.
You can eat all metals?
Try the knife yourself.
Sorry, sharp metal leaves a nasty aftertaste of blood in my mouth.
Zach, just do it for me.
I placed the knife in my mouth, then bit down.
Mm.
Much to my surprise, I bit through it. Much to my pleasure, it tasted like chocolate.
I can rearrange the structure of matter.
Oh, is that all?
Doss, if she thought that was a little gift, I was afraid to see what she considered a big one. That was the sort of power only the strongest size back on Earth or the Moon had.
Now that the formal introductions are out of the way, I believe you said something about meeting the Queen?
Kiana pointed to a door at the end of the room.
Yes, come this way. We'll take the elevator to the penthouse. Unless you'd like to take the stairs. It's only 17 flights.
The elevator works for me.